Well, I want to take you on to another area. I want to talk a little bit about your ministry. And I want you to please tell me about, you told me the other day about when you preached in Kotzebue.
Oh, yeah.
And tell me how you came to go up there, and would you describe what the village was like when you got there?
Mm-hmm. Well, the reason I went up there is because of at that time, at that season time, I get a chance to work maybe 3 months or more. I think that's the reason I went up there. And I up there, and I was working, and I came, we got through eating supper one night, and I came back down to the village where they bring up food from the stateside for the
people.
The native people to have food. And they had to come up in the summertime when the snow, ice melted. And I was having to be in there. We was down in the village, and one of the Evangelist men came by and said to me, he said, "The Lord said for you to preach tonight." And I had never seen him before. I said, "No, not me." He said, "Yes, the Lord said it." I said, "Who, me?" He said, "Yeah." His wife said, "I believe it." He said, "The Lord said it." I said, "I had never seen him before. My first time seeing him." I said, "Well," I said, "if the Lord said, I guess I have to." And I just left and just turned around, went on, got, didn't leave anyway. And he said, "Go back to the village in the truck." And I went back to the village and got my clothes on and come back up there. And they were supposed to start a service. And me and him and his wife got talking, some of the natives, but they was talking to them. And he was saying that the Lord said for you to preach tonight. He said, "I want you to preach." And I said, "All right." And so I surrendered. And I don't think I got to preach. I don't think I just forgot about who I was and where I was and where I was at. And when I got through preaching, at least five had got filled with the Holy Ghost. And I think about 15 got saved that same night. And that's when I give up. And I come on back to Fairbanks, and I've been preaching ever since. And the Lord spoke to me and told me what to do, told me to build a church. And the Lord didn't want to believe that. My wife, she didn't want to believe it. She said, "You sure?" Keep on asking me, "Are you sure, Lord?" So I said, "Yeah, because we're getting ready to go back to Stockton, California."